This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. September is the best time for overseeding cool season lawns, such as tall fescue or Kentucky bluegrass. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, covers the process for successfully tackling this project. Greg, we're at that time where we're thinking about or maybe even starting doing some lawn work. And as part of that, we're looking at overseeding some of those cool season lawns.
It is. Our soil temperatures are nice for seed germination. And so probably the sooner the better is what I would suggest, just so you can get that grass plant established before we may go into lack of moisture and cold temperatures, which would desiccate or dry out our young plants.
What are the first steps in this process?
Evaluating what's going on there. We do live in Kansas, so it's going to be stressful, but maybe we can figure out what we did wrong. Were we mowing it too short? Did we not water? Are we not fertilizing? So figuring out why the situation is, and again, it may just be Kansas, and that's the way it is. But if we can determine that and fix that, then it'd be beneficial to go ahead and do some overseeding to thicken up our tall fescue grass is what we're talking about, because it doesn't have really rhizomes that will fill in. So we need to plant some more seeds or more plants to get that thick, lush grass that we would like.
This is a little more than just getting out the spreader, right? We're going to have to do a little bit of lawn work.
Yeah, we do need to open up the soil. And so that's typically using a machine that will either cut a hole or pull a plug out so that that seed can come into good contact with the soil. Occasionally, we may have a little bit of thatch layer. Tall fescue is not really prone to that, but you may want to get something to make sure that that seed is getting down to the soil, not just throwing it on top.
So that means verticutting or some core aeration?
Yeah, I like core aeration because that pulls a plug so you get more air circulation down into the root zone. But a lot of people probably are using a machine that cuts a groove in it, like a verticutter or a slicer. And that's just opening up that soil so that seed comes in contact. Either one works really well. The core aerator, you may have to go over the lawn a few more extra times to get good spacing. If you are using a core aerator, which I kind of like, you want to make sure your soil's moist so that you're getting plugs out of the soil and not just kind of going on top of the soil.
Once we've done that, then we need to do the spreading.
Yeah, some machines come with a seeder in it, so you drop the seed in the hole, but other times we just use a mechanical rotary spreader. We can kind of see where the seed is going and making sure we're getting good coverage. And the next process would be watering that seed in so it gets started. If it's a bare soil, you may want to add some straw over that just to reduce your watering practices. But as long as you can keep that seed bed moist, that seed to germinate, probably 7 to 10 days, you start to see a green fuzz out there.
Well, that watering really is important because you do have to keep it moist.
That's exactly right. You know, you want this kind of to go as quickly as possible. This is kind of like growing a vegetable garden. We're trying to get it done as quick as possible. And so keeping that bed moist is going to get that seed to germinate and grow faster. Some people may not have the capacity to do some irrigation. Hopefully nature will take its share of watering practices for us, but just to make it go better for us, an irrigation of some type of system should be used.
Will the seed have some fertilizer in it to begin with?
The seed does have what it needs to grow, but sometimes we, again, want it to grow faster, and so we put down what's often called a starter fertilizer. It's going to have a little bit of phosphorus. Our soil test is going to indicate what we need for that soil and for the grass to grow. But oftentimes a little bit of phosphorus is added because it's more of a readily available for that young, small root system to take up and get a faster plant growing.
You talked about the fuzz, which we like to see, but we also want to make sure that it is tall enough before we mow.
Yeah, you just keep our mowing practices as you would. And so for tall fescue, a good reference is once it gets 3 inches tall, mow it an inch off so it's down to 2 inches. That's going to maybe thicken it up a little bit better. So mowing just as you would your typical lawn is recommended.
And like you say, really no time like the present to get started.
I would. You know, typically we say maybe mid-October would be your last seeding date. That's all based on weather conditions, and we know those are very variable. So the sooner the better, I think, to get that well-established plant going into the winter dormancy.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, with information on overseeding cool season lawns. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.